Crazy Rich Asians, written by Kevin Kwan and read by Lin Chen.
Prologue. The Cousins. London, 1986. Nicholas Young slumped into the nearest seat in the hotel lobby, drained from the 16-hour flight from Singapore, the train ride from Heathrow Airport, and trudging through the rain-soaked streets. His cousin Astrid Leung shivered stoically next to him, all because her mother Felicity, his Dai Gu Che, or Big Aunt in Cantonese, said it was a sin to take a taxi 9 blocks and forced everyone to walk all the way from Piccadilly Tube Station. Anyone else happening upon the scene might have noticed an unusually composed 8-year-old boy and an ethereal wisp of a girl sitting quietly in a corner. But all Reginald Ormsby saw from his desk overlooking the lobby were 2 little Chinese children staining the damask settee with their sodden coats. And it only got worse from there. 3 Chinese women stood nearby, frantically blotting themselves dry with tissues, while a teenager slid wildly across the lobby, his sneakers leaving muddy tracks on the black and white checkerboard marble. Ormsby rushed downstairs from the mezzanine, knowing he could more efficiently dispatch these foreigners than his front desk clerks.
"Good evening. I am the general manager. Can I help you?"
he said slowly, over-enunciating every word.
"Yes, good evening. We have a reservation," the woman replied in perfect English.
Ormsby peered at her in surprise.
"What name is it under?"
"Eleanor Young and family."
Ormsby froze. He recognized the name, especially since the Young party had booked the Lancaster suite. But who could have imagined that Eleanor Young would turn out to be Chinese? And how on earth did she end up here? The Dorchester or the Ritz might let this kind in, but this was the Cawthorpe, owned by the Cawthorpe Cavendish Gores since the reign of George IV, and run for all intents and purposes like a private club for the sort of families that appeared in Debrett's or the Almanac de Gotha. Ormsby considered the bedraggled women and the dripping children. The Dowager Marchioness of Uckfield was staying through the weekend, and he could scarcely imagine what she would make of these folk appearing at breakfast tomorrow. He made a swift decision.
"I'm terribly sorry, but I can't seem to find a booking under that name."
"Are you sure?" Eleanor asked in surprise.
"Quite sure."
Ormsby grinned tightly. Felicity Leung joined her sister-in-law at the front desk. "Is there a problem?" she asked impatiently, eager to get to the room to dry her hair.
"A la mac!" Eleanor sighed, using the popular Malay exclamation for, "Oh my God." "They can't find our reservation."
"How come? Maybe you booked it under another name?" Felicity inquired.
"No la, why would I do that? It was always booked under my name," Eleanor replied irritatedly.
Why did Felicity always assume she was incompetent? She turned back to the manager.
"Sir, can you please check again? I reconfirm our reservation just 2 days ago. We're supposed to be in your larger suite."
"Yes, I know you booked the Lancaster suite, but I can't find your name anywhere," Ormsby insisted.
"Excuse me, but if you know we booked the Lancaster suite, why don't we have the room?" Felicity asked, confused.